This is the leaflet for the National Advocacy Service Guide to How Cases Are Worked On. How the National Advocacy Service works. Stage 1. Initial inquiries. When the National Advocacy Service receives a referral, a member of the advocacy team will check to see that we are the right service to support you. After this, an advocate will meet with you to talk about this user's guide. Stage 2. Opening an advocacy case. At the first advocacy meetings, you and your advocate will talk about your concerns and the kind of advocacy that best meets your needs. Then together you will draw up an advocacy plan that will set out how we will work on resolving your issues. You will be asked to sign an authority to act form. This form means that you give permission for the advocate to talk to other people and get information on your behalf. Your advocate will explain what will happen with the information we gather and the notes we keep about the case. You will be asked to sign a data protection form after this has been explained to you. Stage 3. Working on the action plan. Your advocate will then work with you on your advocacy plan. Your advocate works in partnership with you and will keep in touch with you to tell you about anything that happens. Stage 4. Case closure. Advocacy cases are closed by the National Advocacy Service for the following reasons. 1. The issue that you have agreed to work on with your advocate has been addressed. 2. Nothing more can be done by the Advocacy Service to progress the issue. 3. You no longer need an advocate to deal with the issues. What an advocate can and cannot do. What an advocate can do. Support you to explain to others what you want. Enable you to speak up for yourself if you wish. Support you to make a complaint. Help you to consider your options when you have to make a decision. Assist you to get information about your rights and entitlements. Attend meetings with you or on your behalf. What an advocate cannot do. Tell you what to do or what decision to make. Advocacy is all about you making your own decisions. Your advocate can help you get advice and information to help you make your decision, but the decision must be made by you or informed by your known preferences. Act as a lawyer or social worker or friend. Your advocate cannot tell you what to do or what choices to make, and they will not try to influence you. Your advocate cannot give you legal advice, but can help you contact a solicitor should you need to. Offer an emergency service. The service will respond to you as quickly as possible, but sometimes there may be a waiting list. Cases are prioritised by need and urgency. Provide permanent support. Advocates work with you to address a specific issue. When that issue is dealt with, your case will be closed. We do not provide long-term or permanent support. Where possible, we link people with services that can do this. Your advocate will represent and respect your views and wishes. Provide as much information as possible to help you make your own empowered choice. Support you to speak up for yourself. Ensure you are kept up to date and informed of any developments. Act independently of all other services. Ensure you have access to National Advocacy Service complaints procedure. Confidentiality and policies. Confidentiality. The information you share with your advocate is private unless you give them permission to tell someone else. The advocate may only break confidentiality when your advocate has reason to believe you are in danger. Your advocate has reason to believe that you are a danger to others. When a court of law requires information to be given, or a child is in danger of abuse. Your advocate will try to tell you if this happens. Policies and guidelines. Policies and guidelines guide the work of the advocate and help protect you. The National Advocacy Service has policies on areas such as confidentiality, data protection, and complaints. Everyone who works for the National Advocacy Service must follow these guidelines and policies. These policies let you know what to expect from your advocate and the way in which your advocate will work with you. If you would like a full copy of these documents, just ask your advocate.